Dave Helmick, TuckerCountySports.com, here with Tucker County Girls basketball coach Jim Ambrose. Talk a little bit about how things are going here. Had your first scrimmage there the other day.
Well, we're excited. I mean, we've had eight practices, nine, and we scrimmaged Kaiser. A lot of girls, different girls, have a couple returning starters. You know, a couple girls that got a lot of playing time, a couple girls didn't get much. So, you know, we're mixing a bunch of girls in there to see where we can go. And it's going to be exciting. It's definitely, I'm a little bit more nervous about us defensively. Normally I have, you know, three or four seniors that have played a lot. The seniors I have some good seniors, but they haven't got as much playing time as the seniors I've had in the past. So we'll see how they all mix together. I mean, it's going to be an exciting year. I've got my leading scorer back, Sydney Nestor. She's a sophomore. She's second team All-State. I have Elizabeth Nichols back. She is a junior. She's a second team third team All-Stater. She was my second leading scorer. So we have some scoring coming back. I have Sydney Moore coming on, who came off the bench for us last year. She's a sophomore. She's a projected starter. Madison Real, who came off the bench for us last year, she's a senior. She's a projected starter. So the guard position is pretty solidified right now, but we have Emily Croston and Jenna Walker and Jenna White, those three that may be vying for some time also. So I haven't really finalized the starting lineup yet, but on the forward end, we have Leslie Nestor, who played pretty well for us down the stretch last year. She's stepping in. She had a great scrimmage against Kaiser, and so she's going to see significant time, possibly start. Lydia Monix and Lily Nestor, also a couple seniors that have played a lot of basketball over the last couple years. So hopefully we get everybody mixed in there and see how it goes. We have 21 girls out this year. It's a nice group. We have seven freshmen. So we're looking at have one girl that's going to play both ways, varsity and JV, Cecily Stroderman, but we're going to have 12 varsity right now and 10 JV. So it's going to be a good group. They seem to be working hard. This group has worked, probably played more basketball this year than any other group. That's exciting. Yeah, our junior class is a little bit thin. We only have two juniors, Elizabeth Nichols, Jenna Walker. Like you said, our sophomores and freshmen, that's going to be a couple big classes. And I think next year's class, the eighth grade class, is another pretty decent size group. So Tucker County girls basketball is going to be okay for several years. You know, it's a tradition here at Tucker County that, you know, we work hard to get to Charleston. We've been very fortunate the last 3 years. We've made it to Charleston and won a game and played on Friday, but our ultimate goal was to play on Saturday, and we're going to definitely try to get there. I think it's very much a possibility. You know, Pocahontas County's got a few girls back that they might be one to watch. They're in our other side. Notre Dame has their whole team back, plus they got a transfer from Grafton, so they're another team that's going to give us a good game. So you know, it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be fun. It's I think if we play together and come together as a team, I think we've got as good a chance as anybody to win a state championship. This is probably could be the one of the toughest schedules that we've played. You know, it just kind of fell into that. We definitely wanted to go back to the Kaiser tournament, and then he added Fairmont Senior, so we could have two good games there. We got Petersburg also, who's a much improved team. We played them over the summer. They actually beat us over the summer. So, you know, it's definitely a schedule that then we got, you know, we pulled out Lincoln. We're going to Lincoln. So Lincoln is a state tournament caliber team. So we've played some pretty good ones, and I'm not sure exactly who we play at the St. Mary's tournament yet. I haven't talked to Coach Meeks, but we definitely have beefed things up this year. You know, we'll see. Hopefully we're athletic enough. I'm hoping to be about eight or nine girls deep If we can be that, you get in foul trouble and you can still do some things. But we'll have to see. It's going to be interesting.